do you call the event that happens to where the people all come together to see the dead person?
They go to church.
Well, what do you call that whole event? We are going to the
funeral.
All right. And a person who is feeling bad about this person that has died, we say that person is in?
And southern condition.
Well, what do we call it, the feeling that that person goes into what when his close friend or relative dies?
I don't know what you would call it, but...
What do I mean when I say a person goes into mourning?
Good morning.
If I say, how are you, what would be your answer to me?
How'd you say that now?
Okay, I'm saying, how are you? You answer me.
I say, all right, I feel all right, or something like that. I feel bad, huh?
Okay. What do you call, if you don't want somebody to be concerned about you, like your wife, and everything, you think everything is going to go fine, and she's concerned that something's going to go wrong, you say to her, don't
breathe that so-and-so, something like that.
Okay. Or you might say,
don't let it worry you.
All right. When I say rheumatism to you, what does that mean?
I don't know about that now, about rheumatism, what it means.
What is it? What's wrong with you if you've got rheumatism?
Well, you ache, all your joint aches on you. One thing like that, you need to go to some doctor, though.
What do you call the condition of somebody whose skin turns yellow? That they get sick and their skin becomes yellow? You say that person has
lost his color.
Well, what does the word jaundice mean to you?
I don't know. Let me write that again.
If a person gets a pain right here, a real severe pain, what might be wrong with him?
Well, some of them say he's got appendicitis. Some of them...
Is there any other words that you know for appendicitis?
No, I don't.
Okay. If a person gets sick to their stomach and something comes up through their mouth, we say that person...
is heating up something up.
What do I mean when I say the word vomit?
I reckon heathen and vomit about the same thing, isn't it, neither?
Okay. When we talk about that person, we say when he gets sick, he vomits or whatever, we say he is sick.
He's sick at the stomach.
Okay. What are some words that might be used for two people who decide to live together and go to the church and go through a ceremony? What do we say that they have become? They go through a ceremony and then they live together.
They done come to be the husband and wife, didn't they?
Okay, and what do you call that? Somebody would say, those two people got
married.
All right. What do you call the person who at the wedding ceremony stands next to the bride? She is the...
I don't know what you call it. I've heard it word you a million times, but...
What is a bridesmaid?
It means a couple of married.
Okay. What are some words used for refusing to marry someone?
That's somebody... then get mad and back out of marriage, something like that.
Okay, do you have any other words for someone who refused to get married?
No, I don't have no words about that.